Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Click-through rates in the US are low when compared to Europe. Native advertising continues to grow in the Asia-Pacific region, and Ray-Ban take action against counterfeiting in India. Research company AdRoyal has presented a comparison between click-through rates, or CTRs, of European countries and the United States. The original study was based in the States before being carried out in Europe. The European results showed that Eastern European countries had the highest CTR on average, only behind Spain and Portugal. However, both studies have since been linked in order to compare the results from Europe and the USA. The results found that if the US was a European country, it would be in 24th place, with just half of the click-through rate in the survey's highest country, Portugal. In fact, it was also found that when Europe was split into North, East, South, and West, the United States had a lower CTR than the whole of Europe apart from the North, which includes the United Kingdom, Finland, and Lithuania. This was found to be likely due to similar broadband adoption rates of around 90% in both regions. Native advertising is becoming the go-to format for agencies in the Asia-Pacific region, and it seems to be due to direct consumer reaction. According to research by Walk and King Content, the primary reason that advertisers are using the format was that they felt it increased customer engagement. Over 21% of users said that it increased engagement, whilst 16% said they felt it aligned with their brand better than other forms of marketing. The increase in the use of native was noted in another survey at the start of this year, where it was the most popular form of digital advertising in the Asia-Pacific region, with 18% of respondents confirming that they used it. This increase in the use of the format follows forecasted trends put forward by marketers in 2015. In order to fight off counterfeit eyewear that floods the local market, Ray-Ban has converted its Indian website into an e-commerce platform. Whilst previously only acting as a reference point for consumers, the website will now offer fully integrated online shopping capabilities to hit back at the spread of fake items across online platforms. Ray-Ban's parent company, Luxottica, has recently filed cases against many online retailers for marketing counterfeit sunglasses. Ash Goyal, country manager for Luxottica India, said that it was fully committed against counterfeiting and had introduced a partnership with local law enforcement in order to seize products and arrest perpetrators. The Android operating system has seen its share in the EU5 market rise to its highest point in 2 years. The operating system has seen sales increase dramatically in the UK, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, giving it a 75.6% share of the market. Lauren Grenvier, mobile analyst for Kantar World Panel Comtech, said that Android has also seen strong growth in places like the US and urban China, and that the growth is coming not just from one or two players, but from different brands and ecosystems. Notably, and in the same EU5 region, Apple's iOS system saw a decline of nearly 2% in the same period. This new success has come from increased sales of mid-range Samsung devices, particularly in the UK. And finally, Chinese taxi hailing app Didi Chuxing has received a $1 billion investment from Apple. The investment was announced by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said that it would help them better understand the Chinese market. This new investment comes while Apple struggled to get the same foothold in the country as it has around the majority of the rest of the world, and recently had its iPhone trademark denied by the courts in Beijing. The app is a direct competitor with taxi hailing app Uber and currently holds a larger market share in China than its US rival at 87% and 11 million rides per day. Uber also recently announced that it's losing the same $1 billion every year in the country, trying to subsidize discounted rides. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.